How you guys doing? It is Adam Cast IRL. Here we are. Oh my goodness, my hair is getting ridiculously long. Yeah, I'm looking more and more beardy as the day goes by, right? All right, so listen. What do you think of what transpired today? Honestly, a lot of nothing happened today. It felt like, you know, it was National Popcorn Day. People were building it up. Well, what exactly happened? I mean, he hasn't pardoned anyone yet. As far as I know, I haven't seen anyone get pardoned. People are talking about Lil Wayne maybe being pardoned. Everyone obviously wants Assange to be pardoned. I think he absolutely should. Sorry about that. It's pretty incredible that he hasn't. I'm kind of shocked because that would be the biggest FU to the establishment, wouldn't it? If he pardoned Assange. I mean, everyone else aside, you know, it's getting to the point where why wouldn't he, you know, just to be like, ha, got you. Now, I'm going to pardon this guy because he exposed your crimes, the establishment that he has been fighting against, you know. So, I don't know. Today, I'm going to make fun of the Biden flags. There's a funny conspiracy theory that I found that's going around about it, which I'm going to disprove because it's not real, but it's pretty hilarious, though. So I'm going to make fun of that. Then I'm going to talk about this whole National Guard check vetting thing where they think that, oh, well, if they support Trump, they can't be there. Well, that was debunked, you know. Then, you know, I'm going to talk about some other things there. You know, obviously, Trump's farewell speech was interesting. He never conceded. I'm just going to talk about it right now. He never conceded. And I don't think he should. Because from all I've seen, he shouldn't, you know, he shouldn't concede because he didn't. He didn't lose. As far as I'm, from what I've seen, YouTube, don't be mad at me right off the bat. But that's okay. And he's never said Biden's administration, the Biden administration, just new administration. And I just found that to be odd, the way he kept saying that. And then the biggest thing that I'm just curious of what it means, I would love to just ask him, what do you mean by this? The best is yet to come. What does that mean? What does that mean to you? What does the best is yet to come mean? You know, a lot of people were randomly posting up Don Jr.'s tweet of him like, the best is yet to come, and you know, his girl is like, no, you gotta sing it, and she did it, and it was kind of like a funny thing that people were posting around for a while, but I don't know, it's, what does it mean, you know, what's gonna happen, new administration, what does that mean, you think Biden's going in? I mean, if all the stuff that I've seen, right, from the voter fraud, which YouTube, I'm talking to you right now, people have been arrested now. More than two people have been arrested for voter fraud. All right, they've been arrested for voter fraud, so it exists. So don't tell me it doesn't exist. Don't put that little thing below. Can we get past that now? It exists. There are people that have been arrested for it. All right, from what I've seen, you know, it's pretty dirty, you know, from what I've seen. So as far as his concession speech, you know, it's a little weak if you look at it. I mean, it's a little sad. He talks about his accomplishments, which is nice, you know, and then Melania actually tweeted out, you know, like, you know, thanks for the years. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what's going to happen tomorrow, right? I mean, look at this. Look at what's going on with these flags. Check this out. A field of flags is illuminated on the National Mall as the U.S. Capitol building prepares for the inauguration. Some 191,500 U.S. flags are covering part of the National Mall to represent the American people who will be unable to travel to Washington, D.C. for the celebration. Now, let me just say, how many people do you think would have actually shown up if they were allowed? Do you think 191,000 people would have shown up? Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. I think it's a little silly to do this. I think it's a little bit of a waste of money also. How much money do you think each of those flags are worth? You know, just almost 200,000 flags, and then you had to pay someone to do it? Who paid for that? I think that's a waste of money. Who cares? You're just trying to make some sort of statement, some sort of interesting, I don't know, inauguration. Make it seem legit somehow. They're trying to legitimize this inauguration. That's what it is. When most people believe, I think it's about half of the country believes that it's not legitimate. I'm one of them. I don't think it's legitimate. I wanted transparency. I've been asking for transparency for months. Yeah, geez, months, plural. I can't believe that. It's been months of just wanting transparency and then going, no. Accept it. No. Believe it. Fact check that. Throw a fact check on that. Yeah, thanks. Yeah, we don't want to deal with this. Fact check. I mean, can't you just have transparency? Why? Why not? That's all I've been waiting for. So check out this conspiracy. Here's some other images from the of these flags. Look at this. So notice something interesting, right? These colors. So this is obviously the American flag portion. Cool photo op. Great photo op, huh? I guess they're going to... These 56 pillars of light representing America's states and territories, which now they're fighting for D.C. to become a state, which doesn't make any sense. It should just be part of Maryland because it's in Maryland. It's just a city in Maryland. Why would it become a state? Shouldn't it just be a city in Maryland if it's going to... Like, the citizens in D.C. should just be Maryland residents, right? I mean, that makes sense. They're trying to make it isn't it like the Vatican or something? I don't know. I haven't looked into it. But that's not what I wanted to talk about. Check this out. This is the conspiracy, okay? So the colors of the Republic of China from 1912 to 1949, they're trying to say... This is what's floating around, mind you. I don't believe this myself. And in fact, I'm going to debunk it right now. All right, they're trying to say that they are setting it up so that it's some sort of homage to China. Okay? Now, looking upon closer inspection of all these different... They're the state flags. States have all different colors. Look, you know, there's all... You know, it almost looks like the British flag there, but then you look at actually what the state flags are. And there's that flag right there. There's actually a whole line. I saw another. Couldn't find the picture, but there's an image of the flags from a different perspective. And you see a whole bunch of the Arizona flags, which this is the Arizona flag here in the corner. So it's so silly, though, that they need to create some sort of a presence to try to make it legitimate. Well, when you need almost 30,000 troops... And there's speculation that it's up to 60,000 because there was a general that was being interviewed. And he said, you know, I was out and about visiting the, you know, some of the 64, 65 million National Guard troops that are currently on duty. He didn't say here in D.C., but it also was kind of weird that he said that in that sense. But I don't know. 30,000 troops, almost 30, right now it's at least 25,000 troops in D.C. of the National Guard, which, I mean, that alone, it just, why? What? So this is where it started. This is where it annoys me. Check this out. D.C. mayor calls for National Guard to remove troops who may be pulled by other views. Other views, wrong think. People who voted for Trump. That's what she's saying. Law enforcement and military officers have said that there is no indication of credible threats towards Biden. And I actually have another article talking about that. But that didn't stop Muriel Bowser, the D.C. Mayor, in a Tuesday press conference that she wanted National Guardsmen to be removed from the force entirely if they hold views she disagrees with. Now, I'm not going to play this video because I don't want to hear that woman speak. But speaking about National Guardsmen, she said, when you have guardsmen and women coming from all over the nation at this time, I do think that it is prudent to make sure that they are being vetted and that anyone who cannot pledge allegiance to their missions and may be pulled by other views needs not only to be removed from this duty, they need to be removed from the guard. Listen, Mayor Bowser, how dare you disrespect this the National Guard? They take an oath to to become part of the National Guard. So you're just going to throw it out there if they're Trump supporters that this is what they're doing right now. And honestly, I didn't expect this to take this kind of a spin, but I want to talk about it. They're literally vilifying any Trump supporter. If you're a Trump supporter, you know, I myself, I've had someone who I've known for a long time send me a direct message saying, "You did this." This was the day after the Capitol riot, I'm doing in quotes, because that was not a riot. No one was burning anything down. There was a bunch of idiots that did a bunch of stupid things that I don't agree with. I would never have advocated for any of that. I never did. I never will. I don't like violence. But they're vilifying it. And I'm now vilified because I'm a Trump supporter. Because I actually look at what's actually going on in the world. I see what policies he's actually doing. And I don't listen to the mainstream media's version of him. In fact, I tweeted today, I said Donald J. Trump is the most loved man and hated man alive. And it feels like there's no middle ground. You either love him or you hate him. That's it. I have yet to meet someone that's like, meh. I'm sure they're out there. Don't get me wrong. If you're one of them, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But for someone to come to me and say it's my fault when I've been advocating for transparency, I've been advocating for the truth to come out because I've seen the truth and I want it to come out and I want things to be properly vetted. I don't believe the first thing I hear. I hear something, I'm like, all right, I'm going to look into that. Oh, I've seen it from multiple sources. Seems pretty credible. In fact, it's funny because a couple times over the past month, I've actually posted some things and everyone's like, oh man, you believe everything you see, don't you? It's like, do you pay attention to my show at all? Do you watch me? Do you follow me at all? And then of course, other sources come out and they're like, oh yeah, it's actually legitimate. Oh, those people don't go on and be like, go to those tweets and be like, huh, well, all right, you're lucky this time. I don't like violence. I don't like this divide. In fact, the Democrats are fighting for segregation. They want us divided. They don't want unity. I want unity. I'm advocating for unity. Clearly, this person who sent me this message doesn't watch my show. They think that I'm just this Trump-supporting, you know, megalomaniac that's just, you know, idly worshiping Trump for, you know, no apparent reason. Right, like you don't understand that I have a capable mind to understand things that I'm seeing when I'm literally doing research all day long on a show for a show that I'm doing political commentary on. Now, that wasn't my goal, and certainly it won't be the goal moving forward in life. I love space. I want to get back into science and, you know, different things. But when we have, you know, almost 30,000 National Guardsmen in our nation's capital, it's occupied. Our nation's capital is occupied. Trump never called for any violence. In fact, he condemns it. He's condemned it many times throughout his presidency. He's condemned white supremacy throughout his presidency, consistently. And yet they keep trying to slam it home that he's supporting white supremacists and the National Guardsmen that voted for Trump are white supremacists and blah, 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 blah. It's like you don't have any proof of that. They're just repeating the lie over and over and over and slamming it home for the people at home that's the only place they take in their info. So it must be true. It's starting to wear on me. Because how do you convince these people that they're wrong? They can't. they don't watch my show. They don't hear what how I interpret things and where my mind is on all of the stuff that I'm seeing. If I would love for them to tune in because I explain myself and I talk it out, I work it out. Check this out. Where is it? The DOJ walks back its assertion that Capitol rioters wanted to capture and assassinate officials. Yeah, they walk it back. All right? Because it never happened. Because these people that went into the Capitol building didn't know what they were doing. They didn't. And in fact, we're catching people now that are agitators, that aren't Trump supporters. Half the people that got arrested didn't even vote for Trump and have been seen at Antifa rallies and Black Lives Matter rallies over the past 8 months. Those are the agitators. Right? So they're walking this back, but that's not going through the news media. The news media said, you know what? It's been said enough times, people believe it, we're just going to roll with it. Mitch McConnell came out and said, well, President Trump incited that violence. Mitch McConnell, I have to restrain myself a little bit from what I really want to say to you right now, because you're very wrong. And he even says, by spouting lies, what lies? Mitch McConnell, you are literally lying right now. Trump never incited violence, not once. I'm still waiting. People keep trying to prove that he incited violence, but it's usually in the same sentence of what they're posting. You know, when you add the context, it's like, oh, he's actually condemning it. Well, don't worry about it. Just read this one word. He said violence once. That's it. He's inciting it. It's ridiculous. Oh, and what's this? Oh, yeah. After investigation, Pentagon finds no plot against Biden among National Guard troops. Did you hear that, Mayor Bowser? There's no connection. These National Guardsmen are National Guardsmen for a reason, right? They want to make Trump the big bad guy. They want to make people like me shut up. They want to make people like you stop fighting against the establishment. They want to drive it home that nothing will ever work. I think they want violence because it'll further their cause to lock everyone down, to add up this authoritarian measures that they're doing. They would love it. Right? Am I wrong? Don't you think that if people started violence tomorrow, they're going to be like, see, we were right. We were right. They are violent. And then, of course, all Trump supporters will be condemned. I'm probably going to be on that list just simply because, even though I strongly am against violence, and I talk about it all the time, it doesn't matter. I wore a MAGA hat. Granted, it was a MAGA beanie. I don't think they know the difference, nor do they care. Classier, if you ask me. Mind you, it was made in America. I just want to say it was made in America. No plot. It was an let's read about this. The Pentagon announced Tuesday that despite an exhaustive search that involved vetting nearly 25,000 individual members of the National Guard, there was no intelligence to indicate an insider threat to President-elect Joe Biden at his swearing-in ceremony. The Pentagon did remove two members of the National Guard from service on Capitol Hill, however, for alleged ties to militia groups, though the Department of Defense did not give specific details on whether either soldier posed a threat to Biden's safety. And I actually was looking for that, and I couldn't find it anywhere as far as what group they were a part of, what specific things that they found. I couldn't find it. I was looking for that. Over the weekend, reports surfaced that believers in the QAnon conspiracy theory had discussed acting as National Guard soldiers in Washington to try to infiltrate President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration, according to CNN. citing the Washington Post. Two of the most left-leaning biased news sources out there. The FBI, in an intelligence report obtained by the Post, said it monitored individuals downloading maps of sensitive areas around Washington and talking about how these locations could be utilized to penetrate security. CNN and Washington Post. I only follow those two places as a source of laughter and to see what the far left news media is saying, to do the research and see what the actual reality is, because they are so biased. It's ridiculous. That was hilarious. The FBI was quick to note that the QAnon believers threatening Biden were likely lone wolves. All right. Thank you, FBI. I agree with that. But the rumors seem to motivate the Pentagon to engage in an intense investigation, interviewing every soldier ordered to report to a post in or near the United States Capitol for potential ties to right-wing extremism. You know what? Okay. Sure, do that. Because I, for one, I don't think right-wing extremism is as prevalent. This is what I've been saying. White supremacy is not prevalent. It's not an all-encompassing thing about, you know, Trump supporters or any American. I think there's a small, tiny fringe group in this country. Sure, they probably exist, but are they mainstream? No. No way. So what? Oh, they found absolutely nothing. So, okay, so two guys were in a militia group. Sure. All right, militia groups exist. But they weren't removed from the National Guard. They were removed from the Capitol building. All right. Sure. Okay, fine. But then when doing an intense investigation, sounds like a lot of wasted money, if you ask me, they found absolutely nothing. Well, what a surprise. Let's read on. The screening, Major General William Walker told ABC News, was enhanced with more screening, more details, and it's layered, so the FBI is a part of it. The Secret Service is part of it. And once they are certain that there's no insider threat, then that soldier, guardsman, or airman is given a credential. What does this sound familiar? How does this sound familiar? Yeah, authoritarian world. Right. That's what it is. It's an authoritarian world. Do you think the way we want? Good. You're allowed. Oh, do you not? You're out. Look at this. The Democrats pledge to fight a Trump rule ensuring banks won't refuse service to conservatives. Trump set in place a rule that said banks can't, you know, refuse you if you're a conservative or a Republican or a Trump supporter, for example. Well, Democrats pledge to fight that? What? Do you realize what that means? So the Democrats are trying to make it so that if you're a Republican or conservative or a Trump supporter, I'll lump it all into one, whatever, you can get denied. No bank loan for you. You supported President Trump. This is the beginning here. No, it began a long time ago. Who am I kidding? This is them ramping up, becoming more and more blatant about it. Mayor Bowser, wow, we need to vet all these people. Okay, they did it and they didn't find anything. Well, do you think that changed her mind as far as trusting the National Guard? Probably not. Probably not. She probably still thinks that they're infiltrated somehow, that, you know, it's some sort of an issue. This is crazy right here. This is them saying, if you are a Republican, if you're a conservative, you're on our list. AOC called for lists before the election, or, well, after the election. I don't remember exactly when she called for lists, but they're calling for lists. It's a thing. People make jokes about the gulag, but it's, you know, what do they think's going to happen? They're trying to, it's almost like they want people to get violent so that they have more of a reason to put people in a internment camp. It's, you know, it's becoming very, 1930s, late 1930s Germany, where they're rounding up a group of people, cutting them off, blaming everything on them, you know, cutting them off from being able to be part of society. I mean, it's pretty messed up, if you ask me. I can't believe it. Man. So, it's interesting because Mike Pompeo came out finally saying China's actually, you know, involved in genocide. So we have a country that's literally killing people. All right. This is the state, finally, the U.S. State Department, Secretary of State, admitting that China's, you know, participating in genocide in with the Uyghurs in West China. And here we have this authoritarian state in the States trying to claim that Trump supporters are the problem, that Trump incited violence, even though he never did. Let me show you this. So this is Secretary Pompeo. He came out. He said, "I have determined that the People's Republic of China is committing genocide and crimes against humanity in Xinjiang, China, targeting Uyghur Muslims and members of other ethnic and religious minority groups. These acts are an affront to the Chinese people, to civilized nations everywhere. The People's Republic of China and the CCP must be held to account." Do you notice what's underneath that? Chen Weihua, China state-affiliated media. Less than 24 hours before Secretary of Disinformation Mike Pompeo is gone for good, time to celebrate. Oh, look, a Chinese state-affiliated media account. Happy Pompeo will be gone. They don't want you looking at that. No, no, don't look at this. Everything's fine over in China land. Be focused on the Trump supporters. They're the real problem. Why? What did we do? Because there's some fringe people out there that were idiots and went into the Capitol building. You see that there's a picture being floating around of totally colorized to make it seem like the Capitol building is on fire, even though it was never lit on fire, even though that Black Lives Matter activist was talking about, we got to light this place on fire, we got to burn it down. Yeah, that's right. That wasn't a Trump supporter. That was an instigator. That even Black Lives Matter activists were like, nah, we don't like him. He's an instigator. Okay, so even their own group is saying he's too far for us to, like, we don't even want anything to do with him. Okay, well, he came to try to burn it down. He went on CNN that night with a CNN reporter that was seen with him in the Capitol. I'm kind of bouncing all over the place tonight. It's just crazy that this hypocrisy that we're seeing, like, and China's just like, yes, yes, destroy yourselves. That's what it feels like. That's what it feels like to me. This is the official statement from Mike Pompeo here. "The United States of America has led the world in holding the perpetrators of the most heinous human abuses, rights abuses, accountable, from the Nuremberg trials to the creation of the Genocide Convention in 1948 to the declaration of ISIS's recent genocide against the Yazidis, Christians, and other religious minorities in Iraq and Syria. Americans have given voice to those who have been silenced by evil and stood with the living who cry out for truth, the rule of law, and justice. We do so not because we are compelled to act by any international court, multilateral body, or domestic political concern. We do so because it is right. For the past 4 years, this administration has exposed the nature of the Chinese Communist Party and called it what it is, a Marxist-Leninist regime that exerts power over the long-suffering Chinese people through brainwashing and brute force. We have paid particular attention to the CCP's treatment of the Uyghur people, a Muslim minority group that resides largely in the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region in western China. While the CCP has always exhibited a profound hostility to all people of faith, we have We have watched with growing alarm the party's increasingly repressive treatment of the Uyghurs and other ethnic and religious minority groups. This goes on for some time, but it's good to see someone calling them out. And then we saw that tweet, that response. Well, the Secretary of Disinformation. I've been watching this for 9 months. People have been like being silenced. You know, there's reporters that go missing because they're reporting on this. You know, China's trying to do this like, no, nothing's wrong, nothing's wrong. And Nike and Apple and all these other huge companies are like totally fine with using slave labor. This is a shame. This is still going on. And people are worried about Trump supporters? When the majority of Trump supporters are against sex trafficking, which is very prevalent. Now, I'm not talking about Q. You could try to group it together, but they are not the same. Okay, sure, there is the Q people, whatever. You know, I would say most Trump supporters are against sex trafficking. And you know what? You should be too if you're not a Trump supporter. Granted, I feel like a lot of my followers are Trump supporters, but if you're not a Trump supporter and you're listening to my show, are you against sex trafficking? I should hope so, because it exists. There's over 40 million people a year that are affected by it. That's right. That's a lot. That's a big number. Now, I get that from Eliza Blue, who's going to be on my show on Thursday, and we're going to talk about it. She's going to be joining me, and she's actually a survivor of it. This kind of stuff happens. I mean, you know, they want that, you know, most of them are pro-life, you know, the whole conservative side of things, you know, and I'm seeing, and I understand why, you know, it is a lack of accountability that a lot of people are missing nowadays. They don't want accountability. They want to blame others for their problem. That's why I have a tweet that's going around. Who are people going to blame when Trump is gone? They've created this boogeyman, the perfect boogeyman. Like, we can just blame Trump for everything. It's perfect. We don't have to be accountable. We can just blame Trump. This is awesome. Yeah. Yeah, great. Oh, are you feeling oppressed? Blame Trump. Blame the system that Trump represents. That's what they're doing now. Now they're vilifying. Let me find this one tweet. This tweet, it's been floating around for a little bit, but I couldn't believe it. Actually, I have how long before they make the word Trump illegal? And then I saw this. This is from an hour ago, or 23 hours ago. Don Winslow posted this video about Trump's new army. And he goes on to say, these are images that calls basically everyone a domestic terrorist. This guy isn't even a Trump supporter. Okay? The disinformation right off the bat. Okay? Yeah, the guy got arrested. And sure, there's these people, Olympic gold medalists. So, look, this video is, there's an ominous voice talking about Trump's new army. He loses control on the 20th of the real army, but his new followers are standing by, the Proud Boys. And it's like, my goodness, calm yourself down, okay? Because these are Americans, Americans that love America, okay? The term patriot is, I love my country. That's what it means, okay? I'm a patriot. I love this country. I love being free. I love being free. I don't want people to oppress anyone. Serious. But there's a huge difference between being oppressed and thinking you're oppressed because you don't want to work hard. That's what it is. I mean, most people that are out there screaming, I'm oppressed, have zero idea what it means to be actually oppressed. They have no clue. Zero. Where there are actual people that are being oppressed in China right now, as Mike Pompeo finally called it out on basically his last day. You know what? I'm just going to call China out for what it is. They've got genocide going on and crimes against humanity. So what's going to happen from that? You know, is anything going to happen from that? feels like we're the ones being vilified, these Trump supporters. This is the thing that I want to talk about. Yeah, his accomplishments. Unprecedented economic boom. It's true. Tax relief for the everyday American. Massive deregulation, which helped create jobs for our citizens. Fair and reciprocal trade. Yeah, instead of just giving and giving and giving and getting nothing back, it was he made it an actual reciprocal relationship. Energy independence for the first time in like 70 years or something, some 60 years. I don't know exactly the number, but I think that's good. You know, the TPP would have locked us in buying oil for a long time. I didn't want that. That's ridiculous. Investing in workers and families. Yeah, American citizens. Shouldn't we want that, the president, to do that? Life-saving response to COVID. This is very important, okay? He shut down our border, and everyone's like, you're a xenophobe. Joe Biden called him a xenophobe. Xenophobic, excuse me, if I want to go verbatim. He called for hydroxychloroquine. Was shut down, thrown under the bus. How dare you suggest something that could ruin our plan for the vaccine? Well, that's really what it was, because it turns out hydroxychloroquine does work, and it does lower the death rate. So does vitamin C, vitamin C probably does too, but vitamin D. Getting sunlight gives you vitamin D. Vitamin D is actually a really good help in curbing the death rates. But stay inside your homes and don't go outside. Yeah, that's great. Great health care for all. Well, he certainly got rid of Obamacare, which if you couldn't afford it, you had to pay anyway for not having it. It's ridiculous. Remade federal judiciary. Well, yeah, they thought that they were going to lock it down. Now they're talking about packing the courts. I think it's good to have, you know, both sides of the, I don't know, because judiciaries are not supposed to be biased. They're not supposed to be on either side. They're supposed to just represent the law and the Constitution and interpret the law, not be biased, which is why Amy Barrett was like props to her, because watching her Senate hearing of them trying to get her to admit that she has bias, and she was like, I'm just going to interpret the law. You're asking me about my bias. Stop. I don't have one when it comes to this. I interpret the law. That case right there, I went off of another case, a different case, and she was citing all these different cases. She held up her book. She had nothing on it because it's all in there, because she's on top of it. Craziness. Securing the border. You see what's going down right now? Well, rumor has it Biden's going to make any immigrant a American citizen. Yeah, come on down. Now they're storming the border. There are thousands of people that are trying to get to America now, but with what jobs? Where are the jobs for all these people? What are they going to do when they get here? How are they going to become American citizens if there's no jobs for even us to have, let alone them? It's pretty insane. So having a solid border where you have to go through a process to get in, makes sense. Restored U.S. leadership abroad. Well, that's certainly true. He forced everyone to recognize our leadership, rebuilt the military, and kept us out of war, protecting our veterans. Yeah, they weren't even getting paid. The VA was in shambles. Made communities safer. People would argue about this, right? Because look at the last year. They'd be like, well, it's all Trump's fault. You know, the burning down of like Minneapolis, for example. You know, it's like he wanted to help. They were like, no. We want this place to burn so we can blame you. I'm quoting the Democratic governors across this country. Cherish life and religious liberty. Yeah, that's what this country is built on. Safeguarded the environment. People don't know this, but he saved millions and millions of acres. I think like $1.9 billion he put into revitalizing our park system in this country. I don't know if you knew that. I did a segment on it months ago. Expanded educational opportunity. I've heard him talk about school choice many times. Corey D'Angelo says has joined me talking about school choice. If you don't know about school choice, you should get in it. Get in on that conversation. Know what school choice is. It's funding the students, not the school. And the schools are fighting it. They're like, whoa. We want to keep the money. We'll just hire more teachers so we have more power in the teachers union. Look into it. It's pretty crazy. Combating the opioid crisis. Yeah, he declared it an epidemic. He said this is a crazy issue that we have to deal with, because the pharmaceutical companies have way too much power and they're killing people. And then he went and did the there's the first right to try, which is a whole nother thing, but making it so that if a drug is cheaper in a different country, you legally have to sell it for that same price. You can't upcharge because of its American citizens and force them to pay, or force the insurance companies to pay. So there's a lot more in here, but man, they don't want people talking about this kind of stuff. No. Orange Mad Bad. That's what they want you to remember. That's what they want you to know and think about when you hear a Trump supporter. Oh man, you're a terrible person for voting for the president or supporting they wouldn't call him the president. They'd be like, for supporting the orange man. He's so bad. How could you support him? I could support him because I actually saw the things that he was trying to do. Had they listened to him, 400,000 people wouldn't have been killed from COVID. I watched Governor Murphy, Governor Cuomo, Governor Whitmer putting sick people in nursing homes, causing a high spike of death when the people in nursing homes should have been sheltered and kept away from people with COVID because they were at the most risk of dying. What? How is that still not front news? How is Cuomo being put on this pedestal of handling the pandemic so well? And yet Trump is still blamed for those 400,000 deaths. Every time I see someone tweet that out, like, well, Trump was responsible for the 400,000 deaths. First off, they said 2.5 million people were going to die from this, okay? So that's, you're telling me he saved 2.1 million lives. That's amazing. Second off, he cured the flu. The flu numbers dropped to absolutely nil. There's like, you look at the bar. Actually, I have it somewhere. Let me see if I could find that tweet while I'm continuing my rant here. Hydroxychloroquine. He tried to get it to work. Hey, do this. All these doctors were like, actually, yeah, he's right. It'll work. We should use it. And they're like, whoa, you're banned. Orange man bad. No, don't worry about it. You need the vaccine. And yet I'm reading reports where this vaccine has making some people sterile. It's killed a few people already. That's right. People have died from taking the vaccine. Let's see if I can find this tweet. Oh, man, I tweet a lot, but... Oh, nice, I found it. Here's a... Look at these death numbers. Pretty consistent throughout the years. 2017 to 18, 18 to 19, 19 to 20, 22 to 21. Seems awfully absent of flu deaths. This is number of influenza-associated pediatric deaths by week of death. This is from CDC, by the way. Okay, this is just not just some random graph. Okay, so you're telling me the 400,000 deaths that are only COVID deaths are all 100% Trump's fault, but this lack of flu deaths isn't Trump's fault? I mean, I think that's amazing. He solved the flu. Sure enough, what was it? Well, I mean, actually, COVID technically cured the flu, right? Would that be it? It depends on your perspective, I guess, right? Oh, man. So, look, you know, Trump, I think he did a fantastic job. I think what he did, the person he represents, I mean, he didn't have to give up his cushy life of being a celebrity. That's what it was. He's a rich celebrity that was very successful in his life. Okay, sure, he had some pitfalls, throughout it. He did have a couple bankruptcy throughout the 90s. The 90s were kind of a terrible time. There was a mini depression in 92. I don't know if many people know about it, but it hit a lot of his businesses. Okay, sure. But what do you do when you get knocked down? Do you get back up or do you just stay on the ground? Well, I admire someone who gets up and keeps moving, because that's my motto. You know, I get knocked off, you know, something that seems to be going really well. What am I going to do? Cry about it? No, I'm going to start my own show and do my own thing. I'm going to keep moving forward. So what choice do I have? You know? So now, you know, what is he going to do? Well, really, I'm really curious to see what his plans are. You know, what is Trump's plan now? You know, now that he's free from being hated by most of the establishment, which, by the way, he's been the establishment has hated him for a long time, all the way to the late 70s when he came into New York and was like, I'm going to build Trump Tower. And they're like, dude, get out of here with your new money. Yeah, I don't know. I talk about it sometimes, but oh, man. We'll see. We'll see what happens. I still think I think he said the best is yet to come. That's why I said, what does that mean? What is this? What is to come? And why is it the best? If the best has yet to be, you know, to come, you know, I think that Biden's dirty. You know, we've seen evidence that his son is certainly involved with China and is being paid off, even by a Russian mayor. You know, the whole Burisma Ukraine deal. The Ukrainian government came out and straight up said Joe Biden's dirty. Hunter Biden's definitely dirty. You know, we had China come out and say, yeah, we put Biden in there. Don't worry. You know, we'll, our everything will be fine because we got Joe Biden in power now. It's crazy. I'm going to shift gears a little bit. All right, this is a different story. I actually was, I didn't actually have this in the title, but I thought it was pertinent to talk about. Check this out. Apple sued by pressure group for not banning Telegram. Goodness sakes. The lawsuit isn't expecting to go anywhere, but it does highlight an increasing trend of campaigns for censorship. Yeah, they really just want anyone who is talking about things they don't like talking about gone. Just get out of here with that. We don't trust you. If you're not tired of cancel culture and censorship, subscribed. The legal campaign is being launched by the Coalition for a Safer Web, an NGO that has sued Apple in a bid to get the giant to remove the Telegram messaging app from its store. Such a move would solidify the recent emerging practice of censorship at a lower infrastructure level, including by revoking hosting and removal of entire apps from the app stores instead of banning or muting individuals, users, and accounts. Now, obviously, case in point, look at Parler. The Parler app was removed from the App Store. I still have it on my phone, actually. And I'm interested to see if when the hosting gets returned to Apple, or not Apple, to Parler, because they're actually working on that right now, will the app start working? Well, I don't know. Amazon, who was the hosting site for Parler, straight up removed it. Now everyone's flocking over to Gab and Telegram. So let's read more about this. According to the group, Telegram should be banned from the App Store because its users post hateful content, which puts people in danger as an iPhone user and also causes emotional distress. Oh my goodness. Emotional distress. This reminds me of that quote. I forgive me, whoever created this quote, it was not me. I read it on Twitter. It was a couple weeks back, but I can't let go of it. No, it was maybe a month or two ago. People who complain about microaggressions, emotional distresses, microaggressions have never experienced macro dangers. I love it. I will never forget that because it's so true. They don't understand what it's like to have to hunt for food every day, or to worry about getting eaten by predators in the wild, or to worry about finding shelter because it's snowing outside and you'll freeze to death. That's what life was like for thousands and thousands of years on this planet. We have a society that spoils these people rotten. They are rot. Their brains are rotted by being spoiled so hardcore. You know, people ask me, how do you remain optimistic? I remain optimistic because I wake up every day and realize that I woke up. I woke up. I have a roof over my head. I have food in the fridge. Not everyone has that. They don't realize it. This emotional stress puts people in danger as an iPhone user. How? You know, the reason why Sweden didn't lock down, why everyone was like, well, they should lock down, because it's in their constitution that they cannot lock people down. Because if when you lock people down, when you prevent the spread of information, dictators can take over. That's written in their constitution. They talk about it. Well, you can't stop people from talking because when you do that, dictators can control the flow of information and lie to everybody. That sounds pretty good to me. That sounds awfully like what's going on in this country right now. All conservatives are being banned. You know, talk about what you see. I'll be honest. I can't believe I still have a platform. I can't believe I'm still talking to you right now because of who I am and what I talk about on my show. I talk about the fraud that I've seen, the people getting arrested for fraud now, you know, wanting transparency in this election, thinking that Trump is the true winner. I talk about all that stuff. How am I still here? What is it? I'm not going to not talk about it all. I'm not going to continue talking about it after whatever happens tomorrow. I'm going to move forward. I don't want it to continue. So I'm going to talk about that kind of stuff. You know, we need to make sure our elections are on point. Like, look at Florida. They counted millions and millions of votes in one day, and they knew it. And yet, smaller states took weeks to like Georgia. What was going on in Georgia? We have videos of the people talking, and you can hear them saying, don't worry, we got this. I wish we had more machines. We'll wait till everyone leaves. We got all night to fix what's happening. Yeah, fix what's happening, meaning Trump's winning. We need to fix that so that he doesn't win. We have the tapes. We have them on video admitting it. I'm kind of getting sidetracked here, you know, but let me get back into this because it's all about censorship. They're trying to get rid of anyone having a conversation. And Telegram, okay, so, you know, hate groups, as I said earlier about white supremacy, it's like, it's such a small percentage that they're trying to apply it on this broad spectrum, like, well, anyone who's a conservative now is a white supremacist. Well, that couldn't be further from the truth. That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous, because it's just not true. How do I prove that? I, you know, whatever, take it or leave it, you know, but I certainly believe that. This case filed in a U.S. district court for Northern California, of course it's in California, accuses Apple of not enforcing its terms of service and Telegram of being a super spreader of hate speech and incitement of violence, incomparable even to Parler. Oh my God. No, Telegram is a messaging app that people have been. I've actually used Telegram for a long time, and it's just a good way to communicate. Everyone on the globe has it. I've communicated with friends in Europe, and this is getting ridiculous. But pair this now with this new revelation: secret deal between Google and Facebook to control advertising online. This is nuts. Facebook was set to compete with Google for advertising sales, but backed away from the plan after the big tech companies cut an underground preferential deal that closed off competition. What do we got there, huh? Monopolies. I thought monopolies were illegal. Yeah, big tech has become a monopoly.
They're working together to control the flow of information. We did not vote for these people. These people are way too powerful. And we're seeing it. I mean, Jack Dorsey came out with a little heart showing the App Store top list. Parler was on top for a while there because people were going to Parler. Like, you know what? Forget Twitter. We'll go to Parler then. And he posted a picture the day Parler got taken off the App Store. It was number one. And he took a screenshot and posted it with a little heart, getting rid of his competition, maintaining his monopoly, a monopoly over the internet town square. If there's no competition, then where is the town square on the internet? Look, the internet is part of life right now, okay? Everyone has the internet. We're on the internet right now, okay? If they're meeting somewhere online, where's it going to be? Well, if they can't go on Twitter, where? Oh, Parler? Get rid of it. Oh, Gab? Well, they tried to get rid of it, and Gab went ahead and created their own hosting, their own payment system, their own everything. So they're, you know, good luck touching that. But then it's been smeared as, of course, you guessed it, a white supremacist haven. And that's what people believe now. It's ridiculous. So this secret deal is between Facebook and Google, two giants, you know, that are always at the table. Facebook in 2017 planned to test an innovative way of selling online advertising that would threaten Google's control of the digital ad market. Then, less than 2 years later, Facebook reversed course and announced its joining of an alliance of companies that backed similar efforts by Google. Facebook never explained why the company pulled out of its own project, but evidence presented in an antitrust lawsuit filed by 10 state attorneys general last month indicates that Google offered a sweetheart deal to Facebook, its closest rival for digital advertising dollars, to become partners. Details of that agreement, based on court documents that the Texas Attorney General's office reportedly uncovered as part of a multi-state suit, were redacted in the complaint filed in Texas Federal District Court last month. However, the paper trail was not hidden in the complaint drafted version reviewed by the New York Times. Executives at six of the more than 20 partners in the alliance told Times that their agreements with Google did not include many of the same generous terms that Facebook received, alleging that the search giant handed Facebook an unfair advantage over the rest of them. The executives, speaking on condition of anonymity to avoid jeopardizing their business relationship with Google, were not aware that Google had offered such advantages to Facebook. The disparity in treatments was not reported prior to the revelation. The disclosure of the deal between the tech giants renewed concerns about how the big tech band together to backdoor competition. The deals are define the winners and losers in various markets for technology services and products agreed upon in private with the terms hidden through confidentiality clauses. Google and Facebook argued that such deals were common in the digital advertising industry, positioning that they did not thwart competition. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Really? You don't thwart competition? Who's your competition, Facebook? Google? Who is it? DuckDuckGo? Sorry to disappoint everybody. Do you know who owns DuckDuckGo? Sorry to burst your bubble. It's the same parent company that owns Google. Yep. It's a shame. There's no stopping these people. They're the antitrust. They are monopolies. They're too big to fail. In this internet age that we're now in, they've been giving way too much power. And they are desperately trying to maintain control of that power. And I don't know what is going to come of that, but it scares me because we didn't vote for these people. They're making decisions for things, whatever they want. James O'Keefe has been blasting the CEO of Twitter for basically saying, yeah, we recognize that these people are causing issues and spreading misinformation, and we're going to ban them outright. And it's going to continue after the inauguration. That's crazy. That's power that they have that they shouldn't. They shouldn't have that kind of a power. It's ridiculous. All right, I'm getting some super chats. Mark G says, remember the 20th of January, the geriatric Elstay and plot. I know no reason why the geriatric Elstay should ever be forgot. Zhao Bidan and his companions did the scheme contrive? I don't know. That's funny. Simping for Redis, did you notice how Democrats like walls and deployment of troops all of a sudden now? No, they always did. They just let the rioters and mainstream media convince everyone that they didn't. They always liked them. Winton says, I want my beard to fight your beard. I think it might have a chance. I know. I have. It's pretty glorious, right? I'm pretty happy with my beard. I don't know how much longer I'll have it, but the Glenn Weldon says populism is on the rise. The next couple of years, we'll see a uniting of citizens from all sides. The current political duopoly is on life support. Time to pull the plug. Does feel like that way, doesn't it? It does feel like that way. Magical Trevor says, I'm taking all the black pills tonight to get ready for tomorrow. Trump copped out. That's a shame. Let's see. Regina Pontes says, 25,000 military is not a peaceful transfer of power. Cathedral of Light happened in Germany for Hitler. Just remember when you see that tomorrow. Oh, goodness sakes. Dinnerman says, 200,000 flags representing the dead voters. I did see that joke floating around. Yeah. Sebastian Monroe says, Now that he's stateside, how about getting Styx Hexenhammer on as a guest sometime? I would love for Styx to come on. Yeah, I follow him and he's awfully spicy. That'd be great. Jonathan Powell says, who is John Galt? I don't know. Gabe Tedder says, and an ominous shadow fell over the country as the evil Joe Biden rode into the once mighty city of D.C. to enthrone himself as a new dark master. Gabe, that was very dark. Let's see here. I'm getting some super chats. I want to just jump to the end real quick. Shun just said, DuckDuckGo is not owned by Alphabet in any shape or form. The only concern is that it is American-based and it could fall at any moment. I was told that it was owned by Alphabet. That's what people have told me. That's what I thought. If you're telling me that that's not the case, I'm pretty sure it is. I see chats all talking about it right now. I don't know. I'll do some digging and see if I can correct that. But that's what I heard last, is that DuckDuck is owned by Alphabet, but maybe I'm wrong. I would love to be wrong because I use DuckDuckGo. So we'll see. Vash says, if you're in a state that provided National Guard to D.C., email your rep and ask them to have them recalled. Treating our service members as terrorists is unacceptable. Agreed. Chef DeJure says, hey, Adam, how are you? I vow to treat Commie Biden with the same respect the left showed President Trump. None. Okay, it's not saying much, is it? Let's see. Jonathan Powell says, the woman who stole Pelosi's hard drive turned herself in. Supposedly it was to sell to Russia. Dude, the media is ridiculous. I know, I saw that story. I didn't even think it was real, honestly. Jason Dixon says, you need some Merc shirts or other stuff. Maybe whoever makes the UFO, have them sponsor you and make one with your logo and give you a cut. I have this image. The problem, what I'm focused on, is I really, really want to find an American-made shirt with an American company to, you know, do that without having to over make stuff and have waste. I was part of the modeling industry for a long time, and I have a very big issue with waste in the fashion industry and just product in general. And I definitely want, you know, American-made everything. So It's just difficult, but I am working on it. I'm working on it. Texas Horse Rescue says, Adam, do not be dissuaded by low information people. You are now considered a threat to the mainstream media and Dem narrative. You stay true to you. The work is just beginning. We stand together. Thank you, Texas Horse Rescue. I appreciate that. Cole Marshall says, I love you, man. You always say things that I feel, and I wish I knew how to deal with this. Me too, Cole. I mean, you're not alone there. I mean, this is... we're living in unprecedented times right now. It's pretty insane. St. Miles says, spin the UFO, make us feel good again. It is not spinning. I will do that for you guys. Spin, 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 spin. You guys can't really see it. There we go. Bring it out a little bit. Intellectual Iconoclasm says, Adam, pull up the oath of enlistment. We swear to the Constitution before president for a reason. Those still on service who remember that are automatically suspect to these people. See, that makes sense to me. Swearing to the Constitution, as they should. They're the National Guard. They protect the nation against any enemy. Karma and Kerosene says, both the Dems and the Rhinos want to demonize and suppress all Trump supporters because they fear us. Also, shameless plug for Karma and Kerosene. You can check out their band. Arcadian Twilight says, your MAGA beanie may be made in USA, but the lights and the Biden flags at the inauguration military occupation are likely made in China. That's a good point. I would like to know. Daddy T says, Daddy says there's no left in America. Corporations have taken control of the movement that used to stand for them. Genius. Yeah, it's kind of scary. Garrett, thank you for becoming a member. Bing, 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 bing. Jake Dog, how much bitcoins for Mrs. Krigler's panties to chew? That's disgusting. That's not going to happen. There's not enough bitcoins in this world. Chef de Jour says, I have renamed the Democrat Party the Comicrat Party. I see what you did there. Not bad. St. Miles says, 2.9K viewers and only 888 likes. Hit the like button to piss off the mainstream media and show mainstream media that channels like Adam's are watched more than mainstream media. No, no, no. Don't just hit that like button. You smash it. Smash. Smash it good. Drive that wheel. Sorry. Dragon Hunt says, hey, Adam, just received my Spin the UFO shirt. Unfortunately, I don't get any proceeds from that side of the house. I have been cut off. Cool. Even though I should be the one selling that shirt because that was my thing. Mark G says, Biden will not take office. The song Power will play in D.C. A man will then say, I'm going to let you finish, but I'm leading this nation. You think Kanye is gonna come out and be like, I'm just gonna take the presidency? That'd be funny. Aaron Vice says, greetings from a hotel in Pennsylvania, Adam. Your boy Aaron has officially joined the Navy. Biden will never be my commander in chief because I don't serve traitors. I serve America. I mean, if you're in the Navy and Biden is inaugurated tomorrow, then you will be serving him. Unfortunately. DJ Entel says, please take a look into LOOR, Adam. Okay, I don't know what that is, but sure, I'll check it out. Garrett Cowell says, hardly get to catch you live. I loved your tweet about getting involved. Some states may be corrupt, but it starts local, which is in your control. Yes, thank you. Exactly. Get involved. Go to your local city council and get involved. Listen to what they're saying. Run for office. Run for city council. You know, like, you have to get into the system. Everyone's like, violence. And I'm like, no, no violence. We don't want violence. Get into the system and be a part of the system and change the system. That's what they did. That's it. That's what we got to do. David G says, Anon are busy in social media. Yeah, they are. And they're very, very biased now, aren't they? Jason Dixon says, I liked and shared. Hashtag MAGA for life. Thank you, Jason. I appreciate that. Guardian Gamer says, my only solace is that while the left rallies against us, they aren't a united front and will likely eat their own to some extent. Well, they already are getting all mad at Biden because, like, Black Lives Matter, they're like, you didn't meet with us still? Like, what's going on? And he's like, yeah, cops are good now. They're like, wait, what'd you say? Jay Rico says, living on a border town, I'm freaking out a bit at the moment. Only thing I'm looking forward to is my Krigler coffee. Thank you, Jay Rico. I appreciate that. And if you guys don't know, I started my own coffee business. It's really delicious beans. You can check it out, kriglercoffee.com. Jay Rico again says, P.S., will you have a sampler box? Would like to start a monthly subscription. Thank you. You actually will save a little bit by doing a monthly subscription. Maybe I'll look into having a sampler box. We don't do small bags, so it's kind of, you know, our 12-ounce bag is kind of it's the smallest one we offer. So maybe we'll try to figure that out. Nate the Average says, thank you so much for the stickers, Adam. Ollie is stoked. Keep it up, man. All the best from the Midwest. Thank you, Nate. Awesome. I appreciate that. Yeah. I'm glad Ollie enjoys them. What up, Ollie? Mark G says, get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never going to keep me down. I'm not gonna sing it. I don't want it to get in my head. Oh, my gosh. I just had a crazy super chat jump. Give me a second. Shun, if Epic Games doesn't use this recent action as an argument that Apple App Store is like a monopoly, I don't know what will. Good point. Yep, they are really active. I mean, between the Google Play Store and the Apple App Store, it's like those two powers. You know, it's like they want us to just accept this duality, you know? Duopoly, rather. Steven says, if a mountain of irrefutable evidence comes out publicly that Trump did win this election 6 months from now, what happens? Steven, I don't know the answer to that question. I don't know. A lot of people have said that that's what's going to happen. And they're going to be like, well, it's too late. It's crazy. Corny says, Biden vows to eliminate banking regulations that require banks to make decisions based on impartial risk-based standards rather than political or reputational concerns. I know, I read about that, actually. Satashi says, Telegram is bad due to weak/broken encryption. Parler is noob squad due to not scrubbing EXIF data from images posted. Signal is better than Telegram for encrypted messages. Signal scrubs EXIF data from messages. Elon Musk actually said, use Signal. I never heard about it before. Learn at home music. Bing, 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 bing. Thank you for becoming a member. I appreciate that. And then Super Chats. Just got my coffee, the Covfefe and the Catalyst. It smells amazing just in the box. Thank you. Those are two of my favorite blends. I love the Catalyst blend. And I'm actually currently in the middle of a bag of Covfefe. Really good stuff. Really good stuff. Gabe, thank you for becoming a member. Bing, 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 bing. Yeah. Appreciate you. Right. Mark G says, check out Bunker Branding for your shirts if you haven't. It's run by Demo Ranch down here in Texas. All right, I'll check it out. Bunker Branding. Amadas, setting up my own print Andy die cut company. Shirts and stickers are right in the wheelhouse. Cool. Email me at adamcastirl@gmail.com. Nick Burr, what does everyone plan on doing with your free time when the inevitable hate speech laws force your ISP to ban you from interneting? Write a lot more songs. I'll tell you that. Snark Victory says, hi, Adam. Can you please ask your wife where she got that amazing jacket she wore on Friday? I hope this is less creepy than the panties guy. It certainly is, Snark. I will absolutely ask her. I don't recall what she... Oh, she was wearing her captain's jacket. Yeah, she got that a long time ago. She's had that for many years. I know it's from Sweden because she brought it back here. I'm not sure exactly where, but she has had that for a long time. I'll ask and get an actual answer. Laughing Eye says, Bela and Houdini, your favorite Pomeranians, stopping by to say hello. Well, thank you. All right. Cute little dogs. Awake Not Woke says, what's the focus for Patriots for the next 4 years? How can we expect to change if they figured out how to rig elections? Excuse me. Love today's stream. Get involved. It's one thing to be a patriot. It's another thing to just not be involved. You know, I'm very involved now because I'm literally talking about this kind of stuff that we need, you know, bringing information to the light, you know, trying to convince other people to get involved also, I think is a big one of my callings. You know, what we said earlier is local level, starts at a local level. Get into your city council, talk about, learn about what the laws are being passed at the local level, and work your way up through the system so that we're all part of the conversation. That's what we need to have happen. We the people need to maintain we the people. Yeah. Arcadian Twilight says, also for potential guests, I'd recommend Ricketta Law, Doomcock, Nerdrotic, or Raging Golden Eagle could be entertaining and talk of more than politics. I would love to talk about more than politics, trust me. And I probably will be moving towards less politics in the future. Miniunt says, you can't outvote Dominion. Yeah, that's an issue, huh? We got to get rid of Dominion. That's for certain. Small SC says, unfortunately, bunker branding has its problems. Look up Wrangler Star on YouTube about it. Short is American company with Chinese clothing blanks. See, it's very hard. It's difficult to find that perfect company. Johnny Buns says, deep dive on Alphabet. Also, Jocko makes jujitsu gi in the U.S. I think he makes clothes also. Would be a cool guest. All right, right on. Well, thanks for tuning in, everybody. I'm going to cut it a little early tonight. I'm tired. This election has mentally exhausted me, and I think tomorrow is going to be an interesting show. Make sure you tune in Thursday. I'm going to have an awesome guest, Eliza. She's actually a sex trafficking victim, survivor, and she's an advocate now against it. It's going to be a really interesting show. Tomorrow's going to be an interesting show, too, so we'll see. Make sure to check out my coffee, KriglerCoffee.com. You can also check out my website, AdamKrigler.net, and check out all my videos, skating videos, my videos on YouTube. I really do appreciate you. Also, join my Locals channel, AdamCastIRL.locals.com. Anyone who actually subscribes to me, whenever I have guests on Locals, I do a, hey, what do you want me to ask the guests? So it's kind of like a super chat without super chat, you know, super chatting me, you know, just giving me good questions that I will ask my guests moving forward. So Eliza is my next guest. She's going to be here on Thursday. So I'll put out a local message for that. So, oh, I got one more. Super chat. Chioma says, hello, Adam. I got me a skateboard. What have I done to myself? I hope I don't break any bones. It's so scary. It's a Lanyatz cruiser. Oh, very cool, Chioma. You know, what you should do is definitely get some wrist guards, knee pads, elbow pads, and a helmet for sure, because people who don't know how to skate, you're going to fall. I fall. And I was a professional skateboarder for a while. Granted, I'm pushing myself. But if you don't know how to skate, learning how to skate is pushing yourself. So as long as you're pushing yourself on a board, chances are you're going to fall down. But all it is learning your balance, okay? So I'm really proud of you, because doing something new is always good. Jason Dixon says, I will send you a bell that you can ring for new subscribers. Oh, thank you, Jason. That's cool. And send it to my my P.O. Box, which is, actually, I got it right here. It's P.O. Box 68, Brunswick, Maryland, 21716. If anyone else wants to send me some stuff, you're more than welcome to, and I appreciate that. All right, thank you, everybody. That's my show. I'll be back tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. here on Adamcast IRL. Have a good night, everybody.
Please smash the like button for Adamcast IRL. Coming to you live every night, Monday through Friday, 6:30 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.